I'm Larry DeVilbiss, serving with Global Recordings Network USA. Through our ministry of telling the story of Jesus in every language, one of my favorite stories is the one of the Inupiat language, which happened about 2016. I was raised on a homestead up in Alaska, and so that's always been home. But since going back to Alaska, I've been involved with helping record Global Recordings projects up there as well as over in Siberia. About 2016, we were approached by a Molly Peterson. She was very concerned about the younger generations losing the Inupiat language. And she saw the good news and she came to us and asked if there was a way that that could be recorded and put on video along with subtitles in English so that their young people could hear the language, see the English, and it would become a teaching tool for them. I told Molly, I said, if you will prepare this script and get it translated, we will do everything in our power to both tape it in video and audio. She flew out of Point Barrow. Molly translated the script, and on one of her annual trips to the Native Musicale, where a lot of the other Christian communities from all over the state of Alaska come together, she announced that they were claiming their language that would not be snuffed out. Then we went to record that language at the very same cabin that Joy Ritterhoff, the founder of Gospel Recordings, in 1947, made the very first recordings in Alaska in the Dena'ina language. So this video was pretty significant. So that is a favorite story of mine because it ties into our ministry of making the story of Jesus known in every language, but also into the new technical possibilities that we've had. Because we're working with so many dying languages in Alaska, they become a good venue for learning and applying translation skills and giving hope to some of these languages that are not that much in use anymore. If you would like to hear more about the Ministry of Global Recordings Network USA, join us online at globalrecordingsusa.org.